Freedom Scientific and Pulse Data Humanware have reached an agreement allowing Pulse Data Humanware to sell Freedom Scientific's JAWS for Windows screen reader and Magic Screen magnification software. Pulse Data Humanware already sells screen reading products, and this new agreement allows them to make the Freedom Scientific products available to those customers of theirs who wish to purchase them. The agreement is significant because the two companies are aggressive competitors in the note-taking market, with Pulse Data Humanware's note-taker the Braille Note reportedly making significant inroads into the market at the expense of Freedom Scientific products. Freedom Scientific is promising to unveil a new line of note-takers at the forthcoming CSUN conference in California. And Freedom Scientific is providing a free Nemeth Mathematics Code self-study that uses what they say is a first-of-a-kind speech and braille feature to enhance learning. The software allows students to hear the Nemeth code symbols through a Freedom Scientific note-taker as it's generated on the braille display. Freedom Scientific says in a media release that by combining speech and the generation of code in braille, the software can accelerate learning and allows the student to confirm their understanding of mathematical nomenclature. The free program only works with the Freedom Scientific BrailleLite 40, BrailleLite 2000, M20 and M40 and can be accessed at www.freedomscientific.com/fs_Nemeth. Microsoft and the Justice Department said on Thursday that they've revised their proposed antitrust settlement in response to some of the criticism of the deal. But representatives of 9 states in the District of Columbia, which didn't join the settlement and are seeking tougher remedies, say the changes do little to mollify their concerns that the deal is riddled with loopholes. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says the changes are cosmetic and they don't fix the pact's fundamental flaws. The company and the government outlined the changes in legal filings with Judge Colleen Colicatelli, who must decide whether the deal is in the public interest. A hearing is slated for Wednesday. 9 other states joined the settlement, which requires Microsoft to give PC makers more freedom to promote non-Microsoft software and disclose code so non-Microsoft programs can work well with the dominant operating system. But the holders out are pursuing stiffer sanctions, such as making Microsoft offer a version of Windows stripped of add-on products. A hearing on that request is slated to start on the 11th of March. In the US, the House last week voted overwhelmingly to deregulate an industry long controlled by the government as a monopoly, allowing the Baby Bell regional telephone companies to offer customers high-speed internet lines without having to open up their networks to smaller rivals. The measure, however, appears doomed in the U.S. Senate, where Commerce Committee Chairman Senator Ernest Hollings, Democrat of South Carolina, has called it blasphemy. But that hasn't stopped telecom providers, cable firms, and unions from engaging in a high-cost, high-stakes fight over the matter, which may end up being decided in part by the Federal Communications Commission. Representative Michael Rogers, a Republican of Michigan, called the Baby Bells monsters that abused customers. The United States Telecom Association, meanwhile, took a shot at its competitors, saying in a TV ad, "The last thing we need is cable companies controlling the internet." World Wrestling Federation Entertainment has lost a rematch in an international dispute with the World Wildlife Fund over the use of the initials WWF on its marketing material and in its internet domain name. However, the Stamford, Connecticut-based sports entertainment outfit says it will contest a UK appeals court decision that upholds a high court order directing the wrestlers to give up their WWF.com address and curtail the use of the WWF logo outside the US. The Wrestling Federation said in a press release that it's already been granted another stay of its punishment while it asks the House of Lords to review the appeals court decision. Last August, High Court Justice Robin Jacob agreed with the well-known Wildlife Fund, which had argued in an international trademark dispute that a 1994 pact over the use of the initials WWF outside the US had been broken by the wrestlers. Although the Wrestling Federation holds US trademarks containing the initials WWF, the Wildlife Fund complained that wrestlers were using the initials internationally and dominating with its WWF.com website. The appeals court ruling this week noted that the Wrestling Federation and the fund have been jousting over the WWF initials since 1989, although the fund had been formed in 1961 and the wrestlers had adopted the WWF logo in 1979. In 1993, the Wildlife Fund launched a lawsuit in Switzerland that was ended by the agreement in early 1994, in which the wrestlers pledged to cancel pending applications for additional WWF trademarks and curtail use of the letters in broadcasting and print outside the US. Flaws in the popular open-source scripting language PHP could allow crackers to execute arbitrary code on a victim's system or crack a web server, according to security clearinghouse CERT. The vulnerabilities arise from the way PHP handles multi-part form data post requests, which give rise to a variety of possible attacks with varying degrees of difficulty. Tests by Stefan Esser, a PHP developer at German security consultancy eMatters, who discovered the bugs, suggest that not only PHP 4 but also older versions of PHP 3.3 are vulnerable. Most of these vulnerabilities are exploitable under Linux or Solaris, but one relatively trivial attack is only exploitable on x86 boxes, and an arbitrary heap overflow in PHP 3 is relatively easily exploitable on most platforms, including BSD. As a workaround, users running PHP 4.0.3 or above might mitigate their exposure to the security risk by disabling upload support. The BBC is joining the broadband rush and plans to offer broadband viewers the chance to download news, sport and weather, and clips of soaps and Top of the Pops could soon follow on the BBC broadband portal. Initially, the service will offer a selection of BBC News, BBC Sport and BBC Weather bulletins edited into 2 to 4 minute packages. The bulletins will be interactive, allowing users to click on a particular story to gain access to background information or read about a subject in more depth. If the packages prove popular, the BBC will introduce entertainment content within the next 6 months. These could include Top of the Pops performances, updates on soaps such as EastEnders and sports highlights. A Florida technology company is poised to ask the US government for permission to market the first ever computer ID chip that could be embedded beneath a person's skin. For airports, nuclear power plants, and other high security facilities, the immediate benefits could be closer to foolproof security systems. But privacy advocates warn that the chip could lead to encroachments on civil liberties. The implant technology is another case of science fiction evolving into fact. Those who've advanced the idea of implant chips say that they could someday mean the end of easy-to-counterfeit ID cards and dozing security guards. Just a computer chip, about the size of a grain of rice, that would be difficult to remove and tough to mimic. Other uses of the technology on the horizon, from an added device that would allow satellite tracking of an individual's every movement to the storage of sensitive data like medical records, are already attracting interest across the globe for tasks like foiling kidnapping or assisting paramedics. Online consumers in the United States spent more time online at banks and brokerage websites in January than any other type of site, including portals and search engines. 44% of active web users, or about 51.6 million people, visited a finance website in January. Surfers spent an average of about 21 minutes browsing at those sites. The United Nations Narcotics Watchdog said on Wednesday that the use of the internet and other new technologies by drug traffickers was complicating the struggle against the illegal drug trade and narcotics abuse. In its 2001 annual report, the International Narcotics Control Board said that narcotics were being sold over the internet, often with the aid of private chat rooms protected by firewalls impenetrable to law enforcers. Microsoft will deliver the first major update to Windows XP as early as the third quarter of this year. In its update, Microsoft plans to present some significant technology enhancements along with the bug fixes that it typically includes in updates or service packs to operating systems such as Windows NT and 2000. A service pack is a cumulative collection of files and updates for a desktop operating system that otherwise would be available as separate downloads. Windows XP Service Pack 1 will also deliver support for technologies that could allow PC makers to devise computers that go beyond the more staid desktop and notebook designs. Service Pack 1 will introduce support for Mira, smart display devices, the tablet PC, and the media-oriented freestyle graphical interface. And finally, European businesses, individuals and organizations may be able to apply for internet domain names with the .eu suffix before the year's out. The European Parliament on Thursday endorsed a recommendation that proposes the implementation of the .eu top-level domain. And that's news briefs for this week.